Hey, Mike, I thought we could get a little meta on this special members-only episode.
Are we going to talk about me?
No. You do have a Wikipedia page, though.
It's not very detailed.
Well, we can't ask people to edit it, so.
No, not that I would ever ask.
At least you've got one. I've had two, and they've been banished both times. Anyways, I looked up the Wikipedia article about Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess buckle up, everyone.
Yeah, let's get into this.
All right, then. Well, Wikipedia is a multilingual, web-based, free encyclopedia based on a model of openly editable content. It is the largest and most popular general reference work on the internet.
The gist is that anyone can edit, right? And that through public management, things will be mostly correct and accurate?
Kind of. It started almost entirely open. Anybody could create articles on Wikipedia, and any article could be edited by any reader, even those who did not have a Wikipedia account, and modifications to all articles were immediately published.
Over time, this has changed. For example, many languages of Wikipedia only allow registered users to create new articles, and pages can be protected if a controversy or current event warrants it necessary. You often see this if you search for like a famous person who just died, or on pages that have to do with sensitive cultural or political issues.
Additionally, in some cases, changes have to be submitted to editors for approval. Any and all changes to a page are logged on that page's history. And anyone can view the latest changes to articles, and anyone can also maintain a watch list of articles as well that interests them so that they can be notified of any of these changes.
You've probably heard the term Wikipedia vandalism. This can include the addition of obscene language, crude humor, advertising, and even just outright old-fashioned spam. Often, Wikipedia vandalism is rolled back quickly by community editors, but it can be hard to detect in some cases where a bad actor may subtly change details on a page for their own gain or just for kicks.
Is that a phrase people use, for kicks? Is that something people say? Is the young people say that?
Just look it up on Wikipedia. I don't know.
Okay, cool. I'll get to that afterwards. Anyway, we should probably back up a bit and talk about the history of Wikipedia. It was launched on January 15th, 2001 by Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger. The concept of an open, web-based encyclopedia had been around for a decade or more, but was made famous by Richard Stallman in December of 2000.
Wells and Sanger ran a site named Newpedia, spelled with an N-U, by the way. It's like the most late 90s thing you've ever seen. This site ran from October 99 until September 2003.
Newpedia had a 7-step approval process to control content of articles before being posted, rather than live wiki-based updating. It was run by experts in various fields and approved just 21 articles in its first entire year.
That seems like a lot of red tape to get through.
Yeah, I think it may have been. Or just nobody cared. Could be one of the two.
A real sign of the era of internet that it came from, Wikipedia saw its first burst of new participants after being mentioned on Slashdot in July 2001.
Wow. You know, Slashdot might be a fun episode at some point.
Yeah, I think so.
Slashdot and Dig, that could be fun to look at.
In the first year, 20,000 articles were created, and one of the oldest pages is believed to be the entry for transportation.
Some of those early edits were believed to be lost until developer Tim Starling found backups of the original site. What's awesome is that these articles were then merged back into Wikipedia.
I like that. I like that he found it and that they brought them back into the fold. The first non-English version of the site was in German, and it launched in March of 2001. In 2002, the sponsorship money that was footing the hosting bills dried up thanks to the dot-com bust, and Larry Sanger left both Newpedia and Wikipedia. Wales announced that the site would never run advertising and instead run on donations from there on out.
The English Wikipedia passed 100,000 articles in 2003, while the next largest edition, the German Wikipedia, passed 10,000. The English version doubled in size the next year, then passed 750,000 articles in 2005. During this time, the Wikimedia Foundation was founded to act as a body to manage the development of both software and policies to address the needs of the community.
In 2009, the site crashed shortly after the death of Michael Jackson. I remember this. I remember being a big deal that Wikipedia was down. The Wikimedia Foundation reported nearly 1 million visitors to Jackson's biography within an hour, probably the most visitors in a one-hour period to any article in the site's history.
In 2017, Wikipedia was listed the 5th most popular website in the world, according to researchers. It is now available in 301 languages, and the English version is still the largest, with around 5.7 million articles.
I'm really not surprised by that. I mean, we have a podcast based on stuff we find on the site. The breadth of content is simply incredible.
It's everything. Wikipedia is everything. And its size means that it is a cultural force in our world. Wikipedia's content has been used in academic studies, books, conferences, and court cases. Even governments quote it in official documents. Which I don't know how I feel about, though, but that happens.
We'll get to that a little bit more in a second. Politicians have taken the site to task over the years. In 2007, an Italian politician said the site showing images of famous artwork and landmarks hurt tourism to the country.
I'm not so sure about that, but others have blamed Wikipedia for the death of commercial encyclopedias, both printed and digital. I don't know why this is an argument. I don't really see how... of course it has, but anyway, others say that the site is damaging the sale of biographies, which I did find interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Wikipedia is today an absolutely mammoth operation. Like we mentioned, it is managed and funded by the Wikimedia Foundation. The nonprofit organization raised $82 million in 2016 just to fund its work, overseen by Executive Director Catherine Mayer.
The site runs on MediaWiki, a custom-made, free, and open-source wiki software platform written in PHP. It's freely available to other people to host their own projects.
This software is what allows so many people to edit content on the site. The English version of the site has 34,367,147 registered editors. 123,230 of those are active. It's a big difference.
Yeah, got some people just haven't logged in a while. This community, like most communities, has created its own rituals and traditions, such as signing comments when left on talk pages where editors discuss possible changes.
Unfortunately, this crowd isn't particularly diverse. For example, the results of a Wikimedia Foundation survey in 2008 showed that only 13% of Wikipedia editors were female.
It's not good. So let's wrap this up talking about the accuracy and reliability of Wikipedia. The idea, like we said, it's open, so the best information will bubble up to the top, so to speak.
A study in the journal Nature said that in 2005, Wikipedia's scientific articles came close to the level of accuracy found in Encyclopedia Britannica and had a similar rate of serious errors. As you may imagine, Encyclopedia Britannica pushed back against that report, but Nature answered its complaints point by point.
Between 2008 and 2012, Wikipedia articles on medical and scientific fields were compared to professional and peer-reviewed sources, and it was found that Wikipedia's both depth and coverage were of a high standard. Another study published in 2014 found that Wikipedia's information pertaining to pharmacology was 99.7% accurate when compared to a textbook on the subject.
Well, maybe I shouldn't be so concerned about it. But it isn't to say that things are perfect, though. False information can go undetected for months, especially on more obscure pages, which probably doesn't matter too much in the long term, but it does happen.
The use of Wikipedia as a source is forbidden by most universities. However, most academics feel the same way about traditional encyclopedias. So it's not like you can not use Wikipedia, but you can use some old printed book. They feel this way across the board. However, some allow or even encourage using Wikipedia as a jumping off point to find other sources on a given topic.
Due to its nature, Wikipedia edits have been detected from IP addresses linked to the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, major political parties around the world, as well as many, many national governments.
For edits from IP addresses associated with the U.S. Congress, Wikimedians, people in the community, they have a name for everything.
Is that like someone who tells jokes about Wikipedia?
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
Created a Twitter feed to notify the world of any changes made from those addresses. You can follow @CongressEdits on Twitter to keep up with what members of Congress are making their staff change on Wikipedia.
That is pretty great, just like our friend Wikipedia. We love you, Wikipedia.
We also love our Relay FM members who made this episode possible. Thank you so much for your support of this show and the other shows at Relay FM. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, everybody.
And until our next PHP install, Mike, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.